My name's Jeff Riley. I have a pool cleaning and repair business.
Jeff Riley, who's 30, lives in North Richland Hills with his wife Maxine, their 3-week-old baby, daughter Anna, and son Noble.
Say what's up, dude.
He's 2 years old. For years, Jeff has wanted to get the whole family health insurance, but hasn't been able to afford the premiums.
It's a constant, like, stress and worry for us. I mean, we have 3 kids. We're not just trying to get something for free. We just want to be able to access it in a way that was just not possible before.
Technically, Jeff and his kids do have access to health care. They're Choctaw tribal members, and that means they could go to any Indian Health Services clinic. However, most Native American health facilities don't offer a full array of services, and the closest hospital is in Lawton, Oklahoma.
When you have kids and you want to just have a primary care doctor, it's not really practical for every doctor appointment we would drive to Oklahoma.
In North Texas, 3 of every 10 Native Americans don't have health insurance. That's a higher uninsured rate than the general population. And although they're exempt from the Obamacare penalty if they choose not to sign up, Jeff and Maxine have been checking healthcare.gov since October 1st.
Every day?
It really is.
The first week, it was probably 4 or 5 times a day.
Maxine says she eventually called the 1-800 number and was on the phone for 2 hours.
Halfway through, I was like, I wanted to hang up, but I was like, I'm already almost done. So I need to just power through it. And then she put me on hold and got back on the line and said, I'm going to have to start all over. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call back.
Pretty patient about it because we want it to work out.
And Jeff is lucky. As a Native American, he'll have access to special monthly enrollments that continue past the regular March deadline. That's a perk that probably sounds pretty good to all the people still on hold in Texas. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.